think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. It is the last week of summer officially, but we still have this midsummer heat wave continuing. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low temperature 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, still hot, still dry. Highs around 100 both days. Not quite as hot Thursday and Friday, but still dry. High temperature around 93. And this pattern continues on Saturday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Vote for Andrew Yang and you'll be eligible for free giveaways. Giveaways that include $1,000 a month in cash, plus cars, cruises, and communist ideals. Enter your information for a chance at these great prizes and a lifetime of campaign spam to your inbox and flyers to your doorstep. Where's the money coming from? Who cares? Join the Yang Gang and you just might get a free Mustang. Probably not. You know how contests go. But you've got to be in it to win it, just like the presidential race. Are we even allowed to say race anymore? Who cares? Did we mention free cash prizes? The price is right for a new political candidate, Andrew Yang.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, for another hot Monday afternoon. I'm the occasional trucker, limp, but mostly nice. And even tempered Greg, you know, my top line sidekick.
Really?
He's not here anymore.
And here they are.
The Rosie is. Well, we're in a state of transition here.
Yes.
So Rosie has been kind enough to help with the phones and to spank me whenever I start to venture into, I don't mean...
Right, literal spanking.
Over your knee.
Right.
Just by, you know what I'm saying.
I'll just shoot you a look.
See, we're... You know, you're one of those women that when you... want to make a point, you don't need, you can go nonverbal and make your point, no doubt about it. 7 after 3, I think, well, there's a lot to talk about. 8 years of Trump tax returns subpoenaed by Manhattan DA. So what? That's the new screaming headline on We Hate Trump, drudgereport.com. For what?
That and the Kavanaugh thing. I mean, any way they can to get...
Here's the lesson, folks. We all remember the Tea Party and how passionate we were and how effective we were in getting people elected into office, Martha Roby and others. And then we had lives to get back to. And of course, ultimately, we're disappointed because, we started hearing the excuses. Well, all we have is Congress. Yeah, we got the Senate, and well, but we don't have the White House. So there's not much we can do. That's what we heard. That was the excuse. And then when we had the White House and the Congress and the Senate, the rhinos didn't want to, who pretended to be conservatives, didn't want to pull the trigger on some really meaningful stuff. So we all went back to our lives. The left has no life. All they're obsessed with, possessed with, driven by, hate, 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 and more hate. I don't know how they're not all dead by the time they turn 30 from a heart attack or an ulcer. And so let's make something up. And the New York Times. I wouldn't dignify my rear end by wiping it with the New York Times.
It's a distraction technique.
I don't think that
technique.
Came out the way I wanted it to.
Don't you think? It's a distraction technique because things are starting to come out.
It's all Alinsky. I think something that came out today that's got them foofing their flange. Trump's got a 50% approval in Rasmussen. 50. This is in spite of non-stop, irrational, crazy media blast. Never-ending, non-stop media blast. Whatever it is, they don't care. Everything, they make mountains out of every molehill, and then they invent mountains that don't really exist, like Russia. We had to listen for that stuff for 3 years or whatever it was, which would be mitigated if we would just see some of the people who really colluded with Russia get some justice. I think you all know who I'm referring to there.
That was not me laughing.
Where is it? When is it going to happen? Anybody that's been paying attention at all knows that in addition to selling Russia uranium and a few other, but that's okay. That's okay. There's nothing to see here. Just move along. We're not interested in the truth. The corruption of the Obama DOJ all the way up to the top, including him, with their treasonous behavior, and nothing. It's kind of disappointing. I don't know if there's a plan that we're not aware of.
I think that's probably the case.
I keep thinking, waiting for, when Barr first came on. Yeah, spying's the word I would use to describe it. But it's been like 4 months now, and we haven't even seen Andrew McCabe indicted yet or circumcised or anything. We got to see some action. Otherwise, we just live in a country where there's a two tiers of justice, one for the Clintons and the extreme left, and then one that the rest of us are subjected to. And when you're subjected, you are not citizen. You're a non-citizen. So that's the choice in the future. Do we want to be subjects or citizens? I vote for citizen. Much better deal.
Me too.
For everybody. But the worry...
Don't you think it will be like many other things in life, though, Greg? It seems like there's a suddenly, but really the suddenly is the result of a long-term planned succession of small steps that led to the big suddenly.
Yeah. I have made the comparison that the far left is very much like Al-Qaeda. You know, 9/11 was planned years before.
Right.
Patience. We want that end goal. So we'll take whatever time is necessary, knowing that if we try to clobber the country with too much at once, they're never going to buy it. But if we do it incrementally, they're much more likely to go along with it. So I think that's part of it, too.
Like the frog in the pot.
The other thing is maybe they won't be so good at elections. But look at the way judges rule these days. It's strictly almost like along political lines. And they want another Ruth Bader Ginsburg and, you know, reliably leftist votes. They have people that are sworn to uphold the Constitution that wouldn't know it if it was stuck up their keister and stored there. So that's kind of where everything is at. 8 years of Trump. Here's the thing. What do they expect to find there? The IRS never audited him, or they audited him every year, and it was okay. Generally, they do take a look at people that are, you know, making hundreds of millions or billions of dollars, whatever. I don't know what Trump made. And they know how to work the laws. Accountants know how to work the laws so that money can be sheltered or moved here and there, and, you know, the tax bite can be minimized, because what the... I knew that was going to happen.
It's a beautiful morning.
They know that the simple economic, you know, like, I think of economic moron, like AOC. And all the rest of the, you know, these corporate taxes need to be raised. They're making all these profits and blah, blah. You know, if they get the tax rate up to where it was or higher, we're going to pay for that, not the companies. They just raise the prices of the products they produce. So they're still not going to be paying any tax, but you will be as a consumer. And just a simple economic thing like that seems to elude most people. They just don't know.
Most people don't understand economics.
No, that's why we talk to Brandt every afternoon.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, I heard a couple of people giving up.
It's the end of the world.
Let's see, did we see red or green? All right, Dow was down 139, S&P down less than 10 points. Basically, fundamentally a flat day, but no overreaction. You know, here's the beauty of oil independence. I pulled into the MAPCO station on Atlanta Highway yesterday after shopping at Food Outlet and going through a $10 car wash. When did those get so expensive?
Mine's $9.
This is bird bombing season, and... My car was disgusting.
Bird berry bombing season.
Saturday morning, I went to Infusion with Rich for an IV, and when I came out, I had to push the love bugs out of the way.
I know.
They're flying United. And we all know what those little things are doing.
Have you seen the remedy for that?
No.
You put out a big bowl of water, and you put baby oil on top of it, and they will flock to the bowl. It kills hundreds of them.
Really?
Yes.
I have to send myself an email to try that at home. Or if you're listening at home, please try that. A bowl of water with baby oil.
Mm-hmm. On the top of it.
I think I know where that stuff is.
I saw a picture on Facebook, so it has to be true.
I just couldn't believe the swarms of these things, and my windshield, you know, whatever these bugs have that bursts onto the glass of your windshield and dries immediately, even with those churning things inside the automatic car wash, because I'm too lazy to do it myself, and, you know, high pressure spraying and all the rest that, that goes through one of those things came out, and
doesn't
I still can see
come up.
Can see the outline
bug guts
of the bird, yeah.
Ugh.
Or the bird droppings. They just stick. $10. I remember you could go to a place, fill up your tank, and get a car wash free. Oh, you remember because you're so old, Sonny. That's what's wrong with you. Fan mail from some flounder?
Fan mail from some flounder.
All right, let's see. It looks like SNL has fired their newest cast member already.
Uh-oh.
Live from New York, it won't be Shane Gillis, the comedian, one of three new cast members. I think this is the guy that said some... one of the three new cast members recently announced for the upcoming 45th season fired over a series of racist and homophobic comments that resurfaced online. After talking with Shane Gillis, we've decided he will not be joining SNL, said a show spokesperson. We want SNL to have a variety of voices and points of view within the show, and we hired Shane on the strength of his talent as a comedian and his impressive audition for SNL. We're not aware of his prior... How could you not be aware of his prior remarks, the kind of comedy the guy did?
No way.
I'm not buying.
You know, he was thoroughly vetted before they ever invited him.
And then they hire him and find out? That sucks for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, you're our first caller.
Good afternoon.
How are you, man?
I just thought I'd give you something to think about that'll make you feel better about the love bug.
Yes.
Because they are, golly, they are just innumerable. There's so many. But isn't it good they do not bite or sting?
Well, thank God for that, yeah.
As many of them as there are. If you're outside, you cannot avoid them. You are going to get love bugs on you somehow.
How long does this season last, by the way, this love bug season? How long do we have to put up with this?
Only a few more weeks, I believe. If it would cool off, I think that would pretty much push them away.
Yeah, it seems like we've had the same weather for a month. We need to.
It sure does.
I need to get in touch with the one and find out when this is going to end.
It just extended August, right? That's all it is.
Pretty much. Yeah, we're at more than halfway through September as of today, and it's still oppressive.
Smoking. It is smoking outside, but anyway, I know I'm thankful they are not biting or stinging insects, or we would have one hell of a time out here with these things.
I appreciate the call, Wayne. Thank you very much. This is Mike. Mike?
Greg, I just wanted to let you know that you could go around the corner from where you're from your studio to that car wash on the bypass and get a monthly unlimited pass for like $20.
Now that's an idea.
Or $30 if you want the walk the wax and the tire shine
and
the wheels.
And the Rain-X?
Yeah, you can go through there every day. They don't care.
Wow.
That's not a bad deal.
No.
No, it's not.
All right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I appreciate the heads up.
All right, bro. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Mike.
Here's a call. Who's this?
Hey, Greg. This is Eldon. Hey, man, the love bugs, they got like this grease or something in them. I drove trucks for years. Coca-Cola or vinegar will get them off your windshield. I wouldn't put that on my paint, but it will get them off your windshield.
All right. I appreciate knowing that. Yeah, Coca-Cola is supposed to be a pretty good remover.
It's the acid in it. But yes, they smear when you turn them on. Like I said, they're greasy, but this is a bumper crop, man.
It is.
Never seen anything like it.
Pretty bad.
All right.
Thanks for the call. So they've got grease in them, and that's why when they splatter, they're so hard to clean up. It is 3:21 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Greg, Rosie Hangham, riding shotgun with us this afternoon. visiting the category of vehicles available under $10,000 at Jack Ingram. And if you got a new driver in the family, boy, they have some great options for you, especially if you're concerned with safety. I see not one, two, three Volkswagens, a couple of Jettas and a Passat, a Toyota Corolla, Hyundai Elantra 2016. All these cars priced under $10,000. 2013 Volvo S60. An Equinox by Chevrolet. And a couple of Nissans as well. A Murano and a Nissan Altima sedan. That's only $5,800. And for $6,300, they have a 2007 Buick LaCrosse CXL. These cars share three things in common. One, good vehicle history, beautiful gleaming body. Two, they have clean and pristine interiors. And number three, they have been vetted by the Ingram mechanics, so you're not buying somebody else's troubles. Shop with confidence. For those of you who have had a little credit issue, they've got over 22 financing options. Deal with the right people and not these pay-as-you-go places on TV. Work to build your credit if you've had that problem, like I did. At Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners. Hey Montgomery, local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
Pros, for the supplies you use most, start with Lowe's, because Lowe's stocks the right quantities you need for any size job, like treated lumber, fencing, and decking. Load up on savings when you buy in bulk and get up to 30% off select 80-pound bags of Quikrete or Sacrete. Plus, get 5% off eligible purchases every day with your Lowe's business credit account. For other great benefits Lowe's offers pros, stop by and talk to your dedicated pro team today. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There is a day more foreboding, more ominous, and more frightening than Friday the 13th.
Oh no. Look at the calendar!
Monday, the 16th.
I have to go to work!
Monday, the 16th. Your luck, like your weekend, has just run out.
No!
It is 3:26. Just based on the way this day went, today was a little unluckier for me than Friday was.
Uh-oh.
I didn't get lucky. Well, let's put it this way. I had to deal with a couple of situations today that I didn't on Friday. But I lived. I lived, and here I am to talk about it. All right, Trump pops a 50 in Rasmussen. That's pretty impressive. And what are the Democrats doing? They're out there. We got to impeach Kavanaugh based on a fake story in the New York Times. How much of this crap do we have to put up with before we go down to that Times building in Manhattan with burning torches?
Hate to say it, but probably a lot more. But you know what? They're going to cry wolf so many times, and people are going to stop listening.
I think they've already done that. I think they burned a lot of their credibility with the whole Russia nonsense. What I want to see is, let's get to the real issue there.
Orange jumpsuits.
I mean, what they did, without rehashing the whole thing, it's one thing Sean Hannity needs to learn how to do. You turn him on, and I could recite what he's going to say, chapter and verse, about the Fusion GPS and blah, blah, blah. We know all that. We know all that. Do something about it. We're waiting. And our faith is diminishing. It's when you realize just how deep the deep state is. That's why this has been such a catastrophe, not just for Democrats, but for entrenched government bureaucrats who like things the way they are, who have access. I mean, where's all the money going? Where is all the money going? Baltimore, they're slaughtering people in their streets. $15 billion was pumped into Baltimore last year, and they're still slaughtering people in the streets. So what happens to this money? I just want to know. Who's getting it? How is it that so many Congress critters start out with, you know, a little money or something relatively modest and then leave Congress 10 or 20 or 30 years later multimillionaires? How does that happen? And it was not intended to be a career by the founding fathers, but we haven't heard much talk about term limits either. Because you're going to have trouble getting Republicans and Democrats to move on that. They should, but they won't. It is 3:30. What would you consider a simple pleasure in your life, Rosie?
I love to eat breakfast out on Fridays. Because that's my day off. Mm-hmm. And I usually eat breakfast with a friend. Or reading a good book with a nice cup of coffee and no schedule.
I'm so used to having to be somewhere at a specific time. It takes me time to get used to.
Me too.
Really enjoying a weekend. I don't have to, okay. Because you look at the clock and normally you're leaving at this particular time. And then you feel guilty because you're not doing anything. Hang on one second here. While we're queuing... Oh.
Someone keeps calling, but there's nobody there.
Well, we have a couple of listeners who fit that description.
Yeah.
They call, but there's nobody there.
That's true.
272-9228 is our number. See if you can make contact this time. It keeps ringing.
Happy hour.
And we've had people on the air, so we know the phone works.
David, hold on.
Coming up, a guy that hired an emotional support clown.
Oh, no.
To be there with him when he got fired.
This is David.
Hey, David.
Hey, Greg. You know, you were talking about Baltimore. There is a stunning story on FoxNews.com today about how bad crime is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You need to read it.
On FoxNews.com?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out because, to be honest with you, Fox News has pissed me off so many times. I don't even like to go there anymore.
Oh, really?
Let me see if I can find this. Hang on. Scrolling. Parkland victim's father. Guns didn't kill my daughter. Democratic policies did. Oh, you're not going to see that. Oh, graphic. Beatings in Minneapolis fuel calls for more police. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes. You need to read it. It is. If that isn't the epitome of where big cities are headed in the near future, when you read it, you'll understand exactly why that's happening and how other cities are headed that way real fast.
Chicago, the story I read about Chicago over the weekend is their bankruptcy is inevitable.
Absolutely.
And who's going to pay for it?
You know what they're hoping, because the plan is if Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders gets the presidency and they can take control of Congress, they're going to forgive all debt for like Illinois, California, New York. They're just going to, basically that's going to be part of what the taxpayers are going to pick up the tab for in order to basically buy votes for the future.
And they have
that is part of their plan.
And they have such, here's the thing, these politicians get elected in these cities, they don't think about the future. They're promising or signing off on six-figure pensions for school teachers and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah. I was reading an article several months back, and it was talking in Illinois how many hundreds of thousands of pensioners have six-figure pensions.
Yeah.
It's just, it's no wonder that they're bankrupt. Can't even pay out on their state lottery. They're so broke.
That's against the law, by the way. They should never offer a jackpot in which the money is not available. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And yet, I was back in Chicago over 4th of July, and there were still people buying Illinois state lottery tickets from machines at gas stations and stuff that I stopped at.
Wow.
And I'm like, what are they doing? I couldn't believe it. It's like surreal.
It is. It is.
So,
appreciate the call, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks. Red Top.
No, Papa B.
Oh, Papa B. I'm sorry. I only missed by one.
Don't call me. No, Red Top's all right. I guess I go Red Top. Hey, look, on this Kavanaugh thing, Greg, I believe this is the last chance they got when they accused him last weekend. And then the woman that is said to have been accosted turned around and said she didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I think that's their shark jumping moment right there. That's the last chance they got.
Well, just last week we had a story that Christine Blasey, Space Cadet Ford's father, didn't believe her story.
That's got to be bad. Well, here's the thing. They want to get Kavanaugh out, okay, we know. But they keep on bringing forth these, false witnesses and false evidence. And they've already run through with Christine Blasey Ford, or whatever her name is. And now they bring this chick, or not really her, but somebody that knew her. And then she says, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
All I'm saying is, from a public perspective, Democrat, this was your last chance. After this, you can say it over and over again. You shot the frog until the frog can't be shot anymore. Nobody's jumping at your bait.
I appreciate the call, my friend. Got to take our bottom of the hour break here at 3:35. We're going to start with a first look at the roads, get Rich's forecast. And then, since it's so freaking hot, we're going to cool down with a little visit from an old friend.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and we still see the police working that accident on Taylor Road. It's basically right on top of I-85, so if you're headed south on Taylor Road, be careful and be prepared to slow down there. We also have the police still working an accident on Dalrata Road in the 400 block between Ware's Ferry Road and the Dalrata Elementary School, so watch it if you have to pass through that area. Otherwise, our traffic is moving along pretty well. We don't see a lot of hang-ups for you. It's busy on the boulevard, so watch the traffic around you. Get ready for fall, then grab something to eat at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Ellis Eskew. Prattville firefighters were called to an early morning house fire. Our crew was at the scene around 3 this morning. It's in the 200 block of Gardenia Court. A Prattville fire captain tells us the home was well involved and there were no injuries. The fire marshal's office is now investigating the cause of the fire. The Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire danger advisory for all 67 Alabama counties, effective immediately until rainfall is received. Current drought conditions and high temperatures make the atmosphere probable for wildfires. The Junior League of Montgomery is holding its 35th annual College and Career Night. It's tonight from 6 to 8 at the Multiplex at Crampton Bowl, and admission is free. The event is a unique opportunity for high school juniors and seniors and their parents in the River Region to explore college and career possibilities with scholarship and financial information as well. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 at ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It is the last week of summer officially, but we still have this midsummer heat wave continuing. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low temperature 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, still hot, still dry. Highs around 100 both days. Not quite as hot Thursday and Friday, but still dry. High temperature around 93. And this pattern continues on Saturday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
See if this doesn't make you feel a bit cool.
Hey. Oh, what up, man? How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Ah, don't worry about it, man.
You always get a visit from something close. Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody getting something. Everybody getting something. Go to dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering, tried to take her diamond earrings, said that she was profiteering, soon he would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire, took a knife, slashed his tires, pulled a full-on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, like a qualifier, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. Cash, white envelopes filled with sometimes 50s. Cash! And where am I getting this cash? Hey, man, we don't need to talk about that. For the man, works super long hours, does everything he can. One day he had all he could handle, threw a fit and caused a scandal, broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested, got thrown out, so he protested. Santa said, man, you've been rejected. But you know what I say, everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. Oh, you sweating Santa being mad at you? What you thought y'all was friends? He sees you when you're sleeping. That's weird. I'ma tell you something about it. He hit somebody with that slate. Don't like to talk about it.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed off Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
Let me tell you my story. Was a long time ago. I used to work for Santa up at the North Pole. Yeah. One day I was working at my station. Mrs. Claus started our conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation, so we agreed on recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something.
Did that make you feel a little bit cooler?
No.
Okay, well, I tried. Actually, there's a bit of a breeze today, and it's not as humid as it was in August, even though the temperature's up there. I haven't gotten a text from Rich to see if we have established a new record today. But we'll find out. It's not really going to change anything anyway, is it? Let's ring out a big...
You're despicable.
...for Mitt Romney. Remember in 2012, we had that great... Gosh, how can we lose with this honorable man who's good at managing big things like the Winter Olympics and yada, yada, yada? And we voted for him, and now here's what's going on. Trump managed to become elected president without any help from Mitt. Trump endorsed Romney for that Senate seat in 2018, and Romney is repaying him by opposing him again in 2020. I don't get this guy. First of all, this past January he wrote, "It is well known that Donald Trump was not my choice for the Republican presidential nomination. After he became the nominee, I hoped his campaign would refrain from resentment and name-calling. It did not." So they call him out here on Don Server, name-calling. Quote, "Mr. Trump is a con man, a fake, thank you. Let me say that again. There's plenty of evidence that Mr. Trump is a con man, a fake. Mr. Trump has changed his positions, not just over the years, but over the course of the campaign, and on the Ku Klux Klan daily for 3 days in a row," end quote. That's at Mitt, which rhymes with bit, said in a speech in 2016. This is more brilliance from Mitt Romney. "First, on the economy, if Donald Trump's plans were ever implemented, the country would sink into a prolonged recession." How's that working out?
Well,
there, Mitt?
No.
No, the market's actually up almost 50%. And real wages, this is the difference. And this is probably, I would hope, what's going to ultimately help him get reelected. Real wages, the amount of money. Brent McDonald speaks to this all the time.
Republicans drove the economy into a bust.
Didn't create, whatever jobs are created sucked because the median income in this country didn't climb one iota for 8 long years.
Whoa.
Now, the median wage is just under, per household, is just under $70,000. People are increasing their income ahead of the pace of inflation. I like paying $2.10 a gallon for gas on... Of course, I got a MAPCO card. I get an extra 5 cents off. $2.10 for a gallon of gas. Why? Because we're energy independent. Isn't it great? No, let's go back to those glorious days in the 70s when the Arabs, if they didn't like what we were doing or wanted something from us that we weren't inclined to give, would just plug their oil wells and let us suffer. I don't know why anybody would want to go back to that. Unemployment at a 50-year low, real wages rising faster than inflation. So, Mitt, you're just not as smart as you are. And I wish, I don't know if it's your ego that he won an election that you couldn't. I mean, literally, he should have won in 2012. He was ahead at one point. And after that first debate, he looked like a shoe-in back in 2012. Remember? Obama looked like, even Obama was forced to admit when 76% of the country said, yeah, Mitt Romney won that debate. Whoa, I wasn't prepared. Whoa, whatever. And he still got reelected. How did that happen? Maybe, I don't know, maybe Mitt got a warning or a manila envelope from somebody evil or whatever. But he stopped fighting. If you want to be president, you have got to want it and fight for it and stand up for your principles. And Mitt Romney did not do that. And that's the main reason he lost and stuck us with four more years of hopelessness and change for the worse.
Don't you think that sometimes people get so entrenched in their ideology that they cannot see the facts from...
Everything I'm quoting here is true.
Yeah.
You know, oh, what's he going to do? Wave a magic wand. Whoa. No, it's called cutting taxes and put, you know, letting the people decide how to spend their money and not the government. Jeez.
Oh, okay.
348 Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, an amazing company that we're proud to have as a sponsor for many years. And they are in the business of restoring choices to lives that have gotten the worst of breaks, which is a loss of mobility. Can happen. I mean, many of their clients are our wounded heroes returning from action, facing a reconfiguration of the way they live life, sometimes short-term, sometimes long-term, and sometimes, sadly, it's permanent. Whatever, they go about the business of restoring choices to whatever extent is possible with these lives that are so horribly affected. They have been doing this for many, many years. They have a wall full of awards for their work for folks here in the River Region and all over the southeastern United States. Simply re-empowering people who want to do as much for themselves as possible. That's what they do. Gulf States Mobility. The Workshop of Miracles at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, Wetumpka, 514-6590 is the number. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. Cranky, hang on, we'll be right with you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase. And we'll automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
I recently returned from about 2,000 miles of driving to and from and around South Florida. And, you know, there was one thing that was part of that the entire time. I never worried about my car. because before I left, I took it to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. In fact, I was kind of pressed for time, so I brought it to work. Don sent somebody over to pick it up, bring it back to the downtown store at 408 Madison, and by the time my afternoon show was over, the car was back and ready to go. They not only checked all the fluids, changed the oil, safety inspected the brakes, and ran the diagnostic check just to make sure everything was in good working order. They do a rolling inspection on tires because they have an incredible gift for finding things that are embedded. Well, as temperatures change and so forth, those can become time bombs that can end up with you on the side of the road changing a flat or calling AAA and losing valuable time from the time off you work so hard to earn. So partner up with Don Duncan. That way, anytime your car has any need, you know exactly where to go, that you're going to get a great price on the work you need done. By the way, tires, all wholesale priced, all major name brands at all three locations. In Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
And if Costco can be selling Christmas trees, there's no reason why we can't play Discount Dracula on September 16th, right?
That's right.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Who do we have on the phone?
Cranky.
Hey, this is Cranky. What's going on?
Crankenstein, you tell me.
You were talking about the elections, 2008 and 2012. I mean, you really don't know what happened?
The Russians?
No. McCain and Romney, neither one of them ever wanted to win. Neither one of them ever intended to win. Both of those elections.
Infer that when I say he just stopped? Once he got ahead, he just stopped fighting?
No, I mean, that's inferred, and I'm not going to dance around it. They were both shills. That they weren't even paid to take a fall. So, Don King wouldn't have been any good here. They wanted to fall. They wanted to just sit there and throw in the towel to make sure that they got elected. I mean, these guys are both deep staters.
What is in it for them, though, with that? This is the part that bothers me. What do they get out of that?
For the greater good, just like Democrats. All they are just like Democrats. They just got a different set of stripes. Just for the greater good.
Well, okay.
Neither one of them campaigned whatsoever. Romney did good in the debate. It was like, I might actually win this thing. I better shut up. And that's exactly what he did.
That must be why McCain stood up so passionately for Sarah Palin after she was abused, because she, her selection, vaulted McCain ahead of Obama, and the media was going to have none of that. We were going to have our first black gay Muslim president, or there'd be no president at all.
Well, we had two duds, and that they were intended to be duds and take a fall, but they didn't even get paid to take a fall. They cheerfully were able to just occupy the spot on the ticket and not do a damn thing.
People gotta wake up to what's really going on, what government really is. It is a facade. And every two or four years, whoever's running for re-election comes out and, says all the things that the people want to hear. And whoever says it best gets elected. And then they go back to business really doing the minimum for us.
Let me ask you this. All of this crap about the Horowitz report, the IG, the AG, all this. Do you really think that anybody significant is going to get in trouble for any of this? Seriously.
At this point, I would have to say no.
Hell no, they aren't.
I had
turn on the Peanuts, the Charlie Brown cartoons, because all we're getting is Lucy and Charlie Brown in the football over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It's all a facade. It's all Bravo Sierra.
I wish I could say otherwise.
You're absolutely correct.
Thank you for the call, Cranky.
Have a good evening.
We finished the first hour already, Rosie.
Wow.
I got to admit, it's weird. I mean, I have Barneys and things, and there's no Joey to play them for.
I know. But, Greg, can I tell you something?
Yes.
You really look good today.
Oh, stop with that.
Somebody had to say it. He said it this morning, but
come on.
You wouldn't know what to do if you didn't hear it.
He did say that this morning, now that I think about it.
Uh-huh.
We are celebrating Joey and Jack, the new News and Views team, at Baumhauer's Wednesday night, and we have a special ceremony in which we will graduate young
Joey
to prime time.
Yes.
So we hope you'll join us for that. That'll be this coming Wednesday night at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We'd like to gather there. Keeping you comfortable through these relentlessly hot days, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, a team that is comprised of not only the best HVAC technicians and plumbers, but when it comes to just being good human beings, you're not going to find anybody better. I've said this, I described it this way, and I've had it fed back to me by many people who have chosen Clark's. You're right. I wanted to ask them to stay for dinner. I wanted to fix them a sandwich because they were so great when they were going about the work they came out to do. Clark's Club members have an advantage in that for that $159 membership fee, you get a tune-up to your heating and air conditioning system biannually. Is that right? Twice a year?
Yes.
Biannual? I didn't want to misuse the word, you know?
Yes.
And they make sure that you're ready for the next seasonal weather change. You also have the benefit of urgent care service, guaranteed as a Clark's Club member, 24/7, 365. So if something goes wrong, and it never goes wrong when it's convenient, you can pick up the phone and call 277-2125 and know that Clark's is on the way. In fact, that's the number to get the ball rolling on your membership, 277-2125. Visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. We visit the Traffic Dungeon, then Fox News.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic taking you on a ride around town this afternoon, and we still see the police working the accident on Taylor Road right over the top of I-85. It's on the southbound side of Taylor Road, and it's just about cleaned up, but traffic is still backed up through that area for a little while.